Hey, what up? It's 1615 Media Group, and I am your host, Ronnie Rant, and I hail leadership over 1615 Media Group podcast. And I just want to tell all of you, thank you so much. All the messages, all the excitement that you guys have been showing with me over this podcast. I try to keep it very brief. This is not a church sermon. This is a opportunity for you to get a small piece of Bible, a small piece of knowledge, and some of what I know in a very concise fashion. So I just want to tell you all, thank you so much. And for those of you guys and for you ladies who have been sharing these podcast links, I appreciate you. Today is going to be, I was reading through Exodus chapter 2 and 3, and we were learning a little bit about Moses. And, you know, I was talking to a friend. He's working on some big projects in the West Texas area for some of the students in the middle schools and high schools, and he's got some major ideas, and kudos to him. And you know, he sent me a text message and he said, I don't know why God would ask such an unqualified person to do these things. And you know, this is as I was reading Moses, about Moses in Exodus. And you know, what's so powerful about what Moses did, you know, when Moses, after his adoption, he went out to Midian and he saw a burning bush, and that's when he discovered that God was talking to him, and God asked him to go to Egypt and free his people, the Israelites. And, you know, Moses, you could tell through the context that he didn't really feel like he was qualified to do that. He didn't feel like he held enough credibility. So he asked God, he said, when I get there and tell him, you know, if they ask who I am, he said, you tell them who I am. Tell them that I am sent me. And sometimes that's what we got to do in life. You know, sometimes we got to go to the people who make us feel like we're not credible or worthy. And we got to say, I am sent me, which is God. See, the worldly credentials and the heavenly credentials are two different types of credentials. You might have credentials in heaven that the world doesn't see, but that doesn't mean that you don't possess the credentials. See, God has a thing about people who are humble and who feel unqualified. Those are the people that he exalts. I'll tell you a testimony. I received a job before I graduated at Texas Tech University. Before I graduated, I held a job that required a master's degree. And there was master's degree graduates who had applied for this position, but the dean of the College of Education found favor in me. I did a presentation at a school, and I was discussing some of the implementations that I would make if I was having, or if I had the opportunity to do so. The dean of the college came up to me, and I still had 2 years to graduate. He said, son, I just want you to know that if you want this job, it's yours. I was a part of the biggest grant that Texas Tech University has ever received for $30 million, which was provided to implement programs, school books, computers, and clothing, as well as clinics for the local community. This is another example of what God will do with an unqualified person. This message goes out to many of you who feel unqualified to do something. Maybe God is asking you to get into ministry, but you don't feel like you know the Bible enough. Maybe God is asking you to go to school and become a mentor, but you don't feel like you're educated enough. Listen, some students don't need to know math and science. They just need a friend. But you're more worried about what you don't possess instead of what God placed in you. Some of you guys out there have a big dream inside of you. There's actually a statistic that says 80% of the people in this world have a book inside of them that's waiting to be released. 20% actually put those things down. Or excuse me, 10% put those things down on paper, and then the other 10% get the books published. What part of life are you in? Are you just going to be the 80% that walks around with this book that's embedded in your soul but you're too scared and fearful that you're not qualified enough? The moment that I stopped living in fear, the moment that I stopped feeling unqualified, listen, I started to take big leaps of faith. Now, I do want to add something. Don't ever do something that the Holy Spirit is not telling you to do. See, sometimes you could think the Holy Spirit is talking to you, but it's your own conscience and your own mind, because you're after something that God has not really put you in position to take control of. See, you'll know something's for you. You'll know if something is for you, you'll feel it. Sometimes you'll have a vision, and that vision can be something that you should assist in putting in place, but it doesn't necessarily mean, listen, at every church, you got a lot of people who want to be the main pastor, but no one wants to hold the door open and greet. No one wants to serve. And if people say, well, I feel like the Lord is calling me to the church, he might be. It could be something as simple as you standing up there praying for people. He's not calling everybody to be the main pastor. See, so many people want the spotlight these days. But sometimes God calls you for a very minute cause. It could be something so simple as you're the person when they walk in the door, you say, hey, thanks for coming to church today. But no one wants that position because it's not glamorous. See, you might just be qualified by God to shake hands as people come in. Or if somebody's crying during prayer, you're that helping hand that hugs them. It's not always about the shine. But this message instead is to let you know you don't have to be qualified on earth. It's the spiritual qualification that matters. Just like Moses didn't feel qualified. Paul, at one point, amongst the people, he wasn't qualified. But see, God found favor in him. The Jews, in fact, had a problem with Paul. But see, he knew that Christ had put something in him and he was supposed to go deliver a message. He hated the Jewish people. He hated the Christians. I mean, he hated them. But guess what, though? He was called to do something great. So at the end of the day, no matter what anybody tells you, no matter what anybody says about you, if you feel like you're supposed to be doing something for the kingdom, if you feel like you're supposed to be doing something for the people around you, listen to that intuition inside your spirit. God may have called you to do something, but you won't know unless you pray and you meditate and you fast. All right? If God ain't in it, you ain't winning.